At Ball State University, we are proud of our university's connections to state government. From student interns working with our legislators, to graduates representing their constituents in the Indiana General Assembly, Ball State is helping Indiana thrive. I'm the president of Ball State University, Jeff Mearns, and this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
From the campus of Ball State University on Ball State PBS and Indiana Public Radio, this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
At Ball State University, we welcome you as a learning partner from day one. Our students bring creativity and determination to each aspect of the learning experience, from the classroom to the community. At Ball State, we help students turn an emerging passion into an enduring purpose. Our beautiful campus, welcoming environment, immersive learning, and collaborative culture provide the ideal place for you to pursue your journey to a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Hello and welcome to Cardinal Compass. I'm Jacob Newland.
And I'm Maya Wilkins. Many Ball State alumni find fulfilling careers across the state, including within the Indiana General Assembly.
Israel Hale tells us more about how former Cardinals are working behind the scenes and on the floor at our state legislature.
This is the Indiana State House, and inside, under the chandelier and in their humid chamber, lawmakers are discussing.
You are an example of what your colleagues.
Deliberating.
The author of this bill talked about not being too prescriptive.
And electronically voting in the second Ways and Means session. The busy work is important, as they're all matters that are necessary to be discussed for the state's future. However, of all those doing this tedious yet important job, some are Indiana College graduates, and of those, many are Ball State Cardinals, more than any other state college. There's Earl Harris Jr., who earned his MA at Ball State University in telecommunications. Harris says this seat was a welcome detour and a family matter.
My father served in this seat for 33 years before he passed away. In March of 2015. My mother was then elected to complete his term after he passed away, and then I was elected after that. So it really was kind of something that came out of, when you lose a parent, life changes in a lot of different ways.
Or there's Tyler Campbell, who earned his bachelor's degree in political science as a Cardinal, and who says that the internship opportunities he got at the State House opened new doors.
One of the good things about the internship at the State House is you get to meet a lot of different people, because you not only get to meet political officials, but you also get to meet a lot of the people in industry and out in the public sector, private sector, nonprofits, who are coming for the General Assembly for any number of reasons. So you get an opportunity to really to communicate with a lot of people and meet a lot of different folks in different industries.
So no matter what the topic is, their answer might be yay, it might be nay, but it will always be chirp chirp. Israel Hale, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now is Becca Rice, Vice President for Governmental Relations. Thanks for joining us.
Can you just give us some background on your career so far?
Absolutely. So I grew up here in Muncie, and when it was time for college, I was a little bit shy at the time, so I went to a college south of here, Indiana University, and at that time had an opportunity to do an internship in governmental relations at the State House. And so I actually started as an intern and worked in that government relations team for 12 years before coming here to Ball State University in 2018. So perhaps one of the more direct paths that I've heard of in government relations.
And as someone who grew up in Muncie, how was it to come back and advocate for the community that you grew up in?
Well, it's been an awesome opportunity. As you think about the types of things, you know, that we're passionate here at Ball State, leading our students to have fulfilling careers and meaningful lives, that really was something that drew me here to Ball State University growing up in Muncie. President Mearns had just taken the helm here at Ball State about 6 months before I started here, and just seeing the difference in the community, what we needed was a shot of hope in a lot of ways, and we've been busy ever since then working with and around our community, so it's been a tremendous opportunity for us to be engaged in something really meaningful.
Absolutely, and can you just tell me, what is the value Ball State has in East Central Indiana, and how do you convey that to the state government?
So Ball State is of tremendous value, not only to the region, but also to the state as a whole. As you think about our role, we are an Indiana-serving institution. We serve students from all 92 counties across the state, of course with a concentration here as well, but one of the words we hear all the time at the State House and all across the employer community is pipeline. As an Indiana serving institution, we are sending graduates back to all 92 Indiana counties and really working on opportunities to help students to know about those opportunities all across the state. I think it's also important that we're working with employers to know that students know exactly what it is they need to know to be successful for today's marketplace, whether it's actually technical skills or workplace competencies, and we're concentrated on those sorts of things. And then finally, I would say, you know, our community is our laboratory here. We have a rich history of immersive learning. Our students are engaged from their earliest experiences, thinking about what they might want to do and actually practicing it. And that means a lot when it's time to stand up and expand and work on our economy. So it's an important thing to serve our state in that way.
Absolutely. And how does Ball State differ from other universities in its relationship within the State House? And President Mearns, I'd like your perspective on this as well.
Well, I think Becca touched on a couple of those points just a moment ago. You know, there are three public research universities in the state of Indiana. And what we like to say, and Becca likes to say, is we're the public research university who's committed to Indiana. A significant portion of our students come from Indiana. They get educated and experiences here in Indiana. And a very high percentage of them stay and work, raise their families, pursue their careers, commit to their communities. So that is a way in which we distinguish ourselves. We also, I think, and Becca does a great job for us in this respect, we listen very attentively to what the members of the General Assembly are interested in. We want to be responsive. You know, they, on behalf of the taxpayers of Indiana, they're making a very significant investment in our university. More than $130 million every year in state appropriation, and significant investments in our facilities. So we're very attentive to ensure that we're producing a good return on that investment for the students that we educate and for the people who are making those investments in those educational experiences for our students.
And President Mearns, how does Ball State benefit from having a dedicated team that focuses on government affairs?
So Becca is a triple threat down there in the General Assembly. First of all, what you need to understand when you're working there, and I know she works with our student interns, you have to develop relationships with the staff, right? And I'm going to talk in just a moment about relationships with the elected officials. But, you know, the staff are often the gatekeepers to access to those legislatures. The staff are often the ones who are doing the research, generating additional information. So developing relationships of credibility with the staff is very important, and Becca does that very well. Second thing she does is, as you heard just a moment ago, she can articulate in a passionate and persuasive way what is distinctive about the Ball State University and the educational experience. And the third thing is she's present there all the time. And so many people think it's about setting up appointments with elected officials. What I've learned from Becca, it's also being physically present so that when they're walking from one session to another, you have an opportunity to have a conversation with them in the hallway or when they're out speaking to somebody else. So she and her team do all three of those things very well. And as a result, we're continuing to get those good investments from the General Assembly here at Ball State.
Very good. And we also want to hear, what kind of opportunities does Ball State offer to Cardinals who are wanting to work with government? And again, either of you can give an answer to this one.
So there's lots of great opportunities that we love to help our students learn about. One of the ones that we're very proud about is Ball State actually was the institution that started the internship program in the General Assembly in 1970. Trustee Mike McDaniel was actually the person who began that program, and at the time there were only Ball State interns. Of course, it makes sense to open up those opportunities to lots of different students from lots of different institutions, but there's always an opportunity to help us. We can help you connect to each of those four caucuses in the General Assembly. Of course, there are opportunities at the Legislative Services Agency that drafts the bills and works on fiscal impacts of bills. There's opportunities with our federal delegation and all across state government. State government is no different than an employer in the sense that they have to have people to work, and they love to have our Cardinals apply for those positions.
And how do you think it is an advantage for Ball State to be located an hour from the State House?
So a couple of different ways. One, if you're thinking about the advocacy piece, it's a lot easier to get people to go an hour away from the State House when they're thinking of where to either hold meetings or visit individually. We like to get people on campus as much as we can. But I also think from a student perspective, as you start to think about, you know, how it is we highlight our students, getting people from campus to the State House on the day that we celebrate Ball State at the State House is easier an hour away. But as students start to think about those opportunities to intern, in some ways, it's easy to relocate for the semester or the summer that they choose to do that. But in other ways, it's not a problem if you can't get out of a lease or if you want to stay here and commute. It's doable. I commute to Indianapolis as well. So.
Awesome. And President Mearns, how are we seeing our relationship with Indiana's government grow and change over time?
Well, and as I said earlier, I think we're responsive. And so that relationship is getting stronger because we're demonstrating that our students are filling that pipeline. They're working at large employers across the state and small and mid-sized employers here in East Central Indiana and also across the state. So there was a perception that, you know, that we are primarily producing teachers, and we certainly are continuing to produce outstanding educators that work in districts all across the state. But now I think the General Assembly, with Becca's help, is having a greater appreciation of how we're driving the economy and community vitality all across the state.
And then I just have one last question, if you can answer it just in one sentence. Why is it important for universities to maintain a strong connection with our government?
The government is certainly intertwined in what we do. We're a state institution, we're funded by the state, and we're here to help out the state and to be a driver of our state's economy.
Yeah, they're making an investment. We have to demonstrate a return on that investment.
Becca, thank you so much for your time today and for joining us. Another way that Cardinals are getting involved at the State House, even before graduation, is through internships.
Anna Chalker tells us more about how current Ball State students are interning with state legislators.
While all eyes are on the Indiana legislator, some are getting an inside look.
I really think it opens interns' eyes to how important your state level government is.
College students have the opportunity to intern at the State House and work a wide variety of jobs. This is all through a program created by Ball State.
One of the greatest experiences I've ever had in my life. And what it did for me is it led me to a career in politics and government that I've totally enjoyed.
Mike McDaniel was part of one of the first legislative internship classes and became a part of the team that shaped the program into what it is today. He has watched thousands of students go through the program, all while having a special relationship with his fellow Cardinals.
Once we identify somebody as a Ball Stater, we're either chirping each other, you know, doing what we can to help them out.
And as he gets to see the future of the students start to form, he reflects on the impact BSU had on his future.
My whole career, I owe it to Ball State and the great things that they did for me to give me that opportunity.
Many BSU interns have followed in McDaniel's footsteps in the political science field, but there are some without that background.
When I first started, everyone's like, oh, okay, what's your major? It's like, oh, health economics. Oh, you're not poli-sci, correct? I'm not poli-sci. I've learned here that the way I think is really different from the rest of my cohorts.
For the past 50 years, the program has allowed many college students to see how state government works. And for the next 50, students can start to see their future impact to the state. Anna Chalker, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now is Hallie Kissel, Indiana Senate intern. Hallie, thanks for joining us.
Tell us a little bit about your internship at the State House. What does an average day look like for an intern in the General Assembly?
So I work for Senator Eddie Melton. He represents Senate District 3, which is mostly Gary, Indiana. So what I do for him, I prepare him for his committees. I also prepare him for caucus and session. I also attend committees that I am assigned to and take notes in those committees. I call constituents. I do research for constituents and also Senator Melton and the caucus as a whole if they are researching any legislation that is being brought up or any future legislation that they want to bring forward.
Awesome. And how did you find out about this opportunity?
So every year, the Political Science Department here at Ball State, they send out an email promoting this internship. And I've gotten those emails every single year. And when I finally became a senior, I said, this is something I want to do, and I applied for it.
Awesome. And can you just give us a little bit of insight into what the application and interview process was like to become a legislative intern?
Yeah, so it was a pretty smooth process. I just had to turn in a few things. I had to turn in a resume, a transcript, a couple writing samples, and then I had to wait about a month for the interview. It was done via Zoom because at the time they were still under COVID restrictions. Talked to the intern director, and he just asked what my plans were for the future, what I want to do, and the passions that I have in politics.
Awesome. And can you tell us a little bit more about what you plan to do with your degree after you graduate next month?
Yeah, so I just got the news recently that I am staying over the summer as an intern, so I'll be doing that. I know there are also a couple full-time positions opening after the summer session, and I plan on applying for those and remaining on as a full-time staff member.
And how do you think this internship has prepared you for your future career? And President Mearns, how do you think internships like this one also prepare other Ball State students for their future careers?
Yeah, so why don't I'll let Hallie describe it first, and then I'll...
Yeah, so I do want to be a staff member. That was one of the career paths I wanted to take after I graduated with my political science degree. So being able to actually be a legislative assistant and learn the process and figure out this is exactly what I want to do. I definitely want to be a staff member. I want to help not only the senators I work for, but the caucus as a whole do their job properly and represent the constituents as best as they can. It's definitely solidified that.
And this is a very good example of what we think is the hallmark of a Ball State education, which is having opportunities to learn on campus, but also opportunities to apply what you're learning on campus out into the community with employers. And so this is a perfect example. As she said, some of our students who engage in those experiential learning opportunities realize that's not what they want to do now that they know what it's like, or in this instance, finding out that it really is a good fit. So it's both experiential learning, but also career exploration. So it's a very valuable program, we think, for our students. And of course, there's the double benefit, as we talked about earlier, of helping to educate the members of the General Assembly about the good work that's happening on our campus so that they'll continue to invest in our students.
Absolutely. And President Mearns, could you expand on what you think stands out about our students that makes them really well qualified for these prestigious internships?
Well, so what I like to say about our students, and I'm now with three of them that I think will demonstrate what I say, is our students don't have a sense of entitlement. Our students have a sense of purpose. And so they've come to Ball State with that sense of purpose. We give them an opportunity to determine how they can apply that personal purpose or personal mission to a fulfilling career. And so I see it here on this studio stage, and I see it whenever I walk across campus. Again, I do think that's what distinguishes the culture and character of our students and the culture and character of our university.
And Hallie, could you just give me a little bit more insight on how your Ball State education has prepared you for this internship?
Oh, it's prepared me so much. I've learned great research techniques that I have to use on a daily basis in order to promote the caucus as well as constituent concerns. I had to take Comms 210 here. It's a core class, public speaking, and that definitely helped when I need to talk to lobbyists or constituents. And being able to debate in my political science classes has really helped me like grow as a person and be able to get my opinions and my senators' opinions out across as well.
And then are there any core specific experiences you've had at Ball State that have helped you with this internship so far?
I am on the Western Equestrian Club here at Ball State. It's a lot of teamwork. We are a very small club, and just being able to do a lot of stuff at once at competitions, but also being able to put our best foot forward and represent Ball State as a whole is something that I've really brought with me and been able to push through this internship.
Awesome. And how does this internship compare with other internships that are available for political science majors? And President Mearns, if you have any insight, we'd love to hear that as well.
So when I was applying for internships, COVID restrictions were still happening. So a lot of the internships I were applying for were remote, and I'd be sitting in my apartment from 9 to 5. That's something I don't want to do in my career. I actually want to be out there working and representing not only Ball State, but just the people I work for as a whole. So being able to have that in-person experience was just really eye-opening and something I really pushed for.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's hard to compare because each discipline or each program might have a different experience as an intern. So I think what is beneficial is understanding what that career might look like after you graduate, irrespective of those differences.
And President Mearns, what kind of impact do you think internships like this one have on students at Ball State?
Well, it prepares them for the careers and it prepares them for that, for what they might want to pursue to find that fulfillment, to fulfill their own personal purpose. What's really beneficial to us is when we have outstanding students walking those halls and working with the legislators, it reinforced what Becca and I say about the value of a Ball State education. But there's nothing better than our students sharing their own personal experience directly with the legislators, whether it's a Senator Melton, who she works directly with, or the other members of the General Assembly that they might meet in caucus or walking the hallways. So there's a lot of benefit to this program, and we're grateful to Mike McDaniel, who's now a member of our Board of Trustees, for creating this program more than 50 years ago.
And Hallie, I mean, how do you feel, you know, being a representative of Ball State, you know, to our representatives? Could you expand more on, you know, how that feels and your role as a Ball State student, but also, you know, as a staff member there?
Oh, it feels great. Like President Mertz has said, this program has been going on for over 50 years, and being able to carry on that legacy as a Cardinal, it's just really, I'm really proud of myself, and I know that Ball State can push forward as well and keep representing other Cardinals in the best light possible.
Hallie, can you tell us a little bit more, maybe like a sentence or two, like what are some of your day-to-day responsibilities at the State House as well?
Yeah, so it's mostly, like I said previously, I talk to constituents. I do talk to lobbyists from time to time. It just depends on if they want to see Melton or not. I also attend committees. I take notes in committees that I have been assigned to by our caucus. And I just prepare Senator Melton for caucus, as well as session and the committees that he sits in.
And they probably have to be very flexible, because every day or every hour might be a different experience.
Yes, that is true.
Which is a good career preparation as well.
Yes, for sure.
Hallie, thank you so much for your time and for joining us today. That's all the time we have for this part of the discussion.
President Mertz, we wanted to give you the final minute for your reflection on today's conversation.
Well, first of all, Jacob and Maya, thank you very much for facilitating this conversation. And I understand that you're going to be walking across the commencement stage in just a few weeks. So congratulations, and we wish you well. I think what this program demonstrates is the distinctive nature of a Ball State education and the value that we provide, the educational value that we provide to our students by having these experiences through an internship. And also demonstrates the value of the return on the General Assembly's investment in Ball State. So as they complete that session, the timing of this program is outstanding, because we're very grateful to them for all of their support. And I'm grateful to you for having facilitated this program.
Thank you, President Mertz. And thanks again to our guests, Becca Rice and Hallie Kissel. I'm Maya Wilkins.
And I'm Jacob Newland. Make sure to join us next time for Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
At Ball State University, our promise is simple: to empower the success of our students. Our students benefit from immersive learning, innovative academic programs, and state-of-the-art facilities. Ball State offers a distinctive yet affordable educational experience and the ideal environment to prepare for a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We inspire Cardinals to transform their communities, to revolutionize their industries, and to make a difference. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Cardinal Compass was produced at Ball State University by students of the College of Communication, Information, and Media at the studios of University Media Services. Cardinal Compass was produced by Andrew Haynes and Catherine Segal. Audio engineering by Austin Sheets. Special thanks to Sean Ashcraft for production assistance, the Department of Media, University Media Services, Ball State Marketing and Communications, and the Digital Corps.